Good evening. It's again Wednesday, January 19th, 2022, 7:48 p.m. I apologize for the delay. We had more business to try to squeeze into the first half of the LSB. This is the Delegates Assembly. Technically speaking, the LSB is a committee of the Pacifica National Board, but the delegates, in a sense, are a higher body because we get to elect members of the Pacifica National Board. We had nominations that were made in December. There are five nominees for three listener directors and three nominees for one staff director. The delegates, the whole, will vote on all the positions. It's not that the staff votes for staff and the listeners vote for listeners. Terry, Ralph Hawkins will call the rolls.
A point of order.
Myla, what's your point of order?
Point of order also from Bella.
Okay, Myla, what's your point of order?
I object to the Delegates Assembly as currently constituted because of outrageous voter suppression and the revocation of the ballots of the listeners who voted in good faith for their delegates who would then vote for the PNB. So this is an illegal and outrageous a vote that is about to take place, and I want to go on record objecting to it.
Okay,
I second the motion.
A motion, it was an objection. It was a point of order or an objection. The chair is going to rule that we're proceeding. Okay, thank you. Was that Harvey?
I support the objection, yes.
This is Barbara.
Okay. I'm sorry. So we had, there are multiple bites of the apple, and we've had them. We considered this at the December meeting. We considered again earlier this evening. The body voted not to put that issue on the agenda of the local station board. So we're proceeding, understanding that all of this is under litigation, and the courts will speak once it's all resolved.
Point of order, I request that the objection and all those who support the objection be recorded in the record of this meeting.
Okay, thank you.
You need to find out who else objects.
Okay. So I heard Myla and Harvey Wasserman objecting to proceeding with the Delegates Assembly. Are there any other objections to proceeding?
And Sandy Bales and Barbara objected.
And Avelia.
And Avelia.
And Christina.
And
Christina.
Carlos. You have to slow down.
Avella. Okay.
Carlos,
so I heard.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. We had Myla Reese and Harvey Wasserman, Sandy Childs, Barbara Marbach, Carlos Avella, Christina Avalos, Avelia Jones. Was there anyone else objecting? Okay, hearing none. Ralph, take note of that. Bella, what was your point of order?
Yes, I think that you went rather quickly as to who can vote and who cannot vote, and which group can vote for which group.
All delegates vote for all seats.
Thank you.
Distinction. All the delegates as a whole vote for the three three listener directors, and all delegates as a whole for the one staff director. It's an STV ballot for the listener directors and an IRV, instant runoff vote ballot, with methods of choice voting. We'll go into that in further detail. Right now, Ralph is going to call the roll.
Mr. Chair, did you say that every class can vote for all? Is that what you said?
Yes. Everyone, all of the delegates vote for all the directors. There's no distinction by
you.
Class as to who votes in this election.
Thank you.
Ralph, please call the roll.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I'm sorry to drop point of information. This is Oscar.
Yes, what's your question, Oscar? Yeah.
Yeah, no, actually, I'm kind of courageous. I am into the candidacy as a staff member and I was not aware of me being officially on the ballot, so I would like to decline at this time.
Okay, thank you. In that case, we have only two candidates for staff director. And please take note of that, John Gary and Jerry, I believe, are still on call. They're back on the call, and they will be sending ballots out. Ralph, please call the roll.
Okay, secretary is calling the roll. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Christina Avalos?
Here.
Alan Beek?
Alan Beek, here.
Jose Benavides? Jose Benavides?
All right, come back to him.
Fred Blair?
Here.
Sandy Childs?
Here.
Marisol Cruz? Marisol Cruz? Excuse me.
Yeah.
I can't hear. It's Marisol.
We can't hear you clearly.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto?
Present.
Eric Jacobson?
Here.
Evelia Jones?
Present.
Ali Alexa? Here. Rob Macon? Rob Macon? Come back to that. Was that Rob?
No, there was somebody.
Barbara Marbach?
I muted them.
Barbara Marbach, present.
Got you. Oye?
Present.
Myla Reason?
I'm here.
Lawrence Reyes?
Presente.
Ziri Rideau?
Present.
Paul Roberson?
Present.
Got you. Oscar Ulloa?
Yeah, present.
Got you. Polina Vasiliev?
I'm here.
Elizabeth Van Guten?
Here.
Carlos Zavala?
Thank you.
Harvey Wasserman?
I'm here under protest.
Okay, duly noted.
Okay, thank you. There was an agenda for this meeting that includes approval of the agenda, approval of excused absence requests, if any, approval of minutes, approval of the authorizing motion.
Michael, sorry to interrupt. Was I noted? Jose.
Yeah, you were called earlier and didn't answer. Are you back? Thank you, Jose.
Yeah,
I got it.
Did you? Thank you.
Mr. President, I move to adjourn because this the listener delegates.
Please stop, Mala. Get over it.
Lawrence.
Excuse me, Lawrence.
You're out of order, Lawrence.
Just let it go.
Yes, I
am. All right, Mala, you need to ask for the floor, but you have it now.
I'd like to move to adjourn because the vote for listener delegates was not certified by the independent.
Okay, thank you.
Independent
motion to adjourn is not debatable, therefore there's no motivation for it either. The secretary will call the roll on a motion to adjourn.
On the motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. Before you go there.
What is it, Bella?
Was Jose Benavides marked as present?
Yes, he was. Please move on. We're calling the roll on the motion to adjourn.
On the motion to adjourn, how do you vote? Grace Aaron?
No.
Christina Avalos?
Yes.
How do you vote?
Yes. Can you hear me?
How do you vote on the motion to adjourn, yay or nay?
You voted yes.
Yes, yes.
Alan Beek?
Alan Beek votes no.
Jose Benavides?
You're muted, Jose.
Jose, how do you vote?
Move on, he's muted. We'll come back to him.
Fred Blair?
No.
Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Marisol Cruz?
No.
Bella DeSoto?
No.
Eric Jacobson?
No.
Evelia Jones?
Yes.
Ali Alexa?
Pass.
Rob Macon? Absent. Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Oye Ayipo? I'm sorry, I couldn't understand that.
I think he said pass.
Oh, I said no.
Oh, he said no. Okay, I'm sorry.
Got it.
A lot of static on the line. Oh, yeah.
Jose Benavides.
Myla Reeson?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Jerry Rideau?
No.
Paul Roberson?
No.
Oscar Uyua?
No.
Polina Vasilev?
No.
Elizabeth Von Guten?
No.
Carlos Zavala? Pass. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes, and thank you, Myla.
Go back
coming
to,
back
Jose,
to
and the pass.
Jose Benavides. Jose Benavides, how do you vote?
Oh, hold on.
No.
No.
Okay. Michael Novick?
The chair votes no.
Carlos Zavala?
I passed already.
Yeah, you had. This is the second time around. You can't pass now. You have to vote one or the other. Or abstain.
You can abstain.
Yes.
You can abstain if you want.
Abstain. Abstain.
You missed Ali Alexa. Also passed.
Yeah. Give me a chance. Ali Alexa.
Abstain.
Okay. Six yes. Fifteen no and two abstentions.
Okay, thank you. I didn't hear any approved absence. I'm sorry, excused absence requests. I'd like the same motion to approve the minutes with the understanding they might be revised at a future date. These are minutes of the delegates, please. They're all pretty straightforward. I left it then. Basically, they were the votes on the bylaws and the votes for the replacement director when James Osborne resigned. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved, Bella.
Okay, thank you. I'll take Alan Beek as the maker and Bella as second. Any objection? Okay, hearing none, those minutes are approved. Here's the authorizing motion. I'll read it for the stream. Whereas the KPFK delegates are electing directors to serve on the PNB this year in the case of a single staff director by IRV ballot, runoff voting ballot, and in the case of three listener directors by STV ballot, single transferable vote ballot, with nominations having already taken place via electronic submission as previously authorized. Resolve that the STV and IRV elections shall be conducted via electronic mail under previous authorizations for electronic communications, with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and John P. Gary III serving as teller. Further resolved that all listener and staff delegates present are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions via email on or before January 20th, 2022, close of business, and that the polls shall close on Friday, January 21st, 2022 at midnight Pacific time. The chair of tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all the voters soon after the tellers agree on those results. Further resolved that the delegates will meet in a continuation meeting on Sunday, January 23rd at 10:30 a.m. at Pacific Standard Time to receive and ratify the results of the elections. So that's the motion that was put forward by the Governance Committee. Are there any objections or amendments to that? If we do adopt that, as it's stated, Rob Macon would not be able to vote.
A point of information.
Myla.
Is that posted somewhere, Mr. Chair? The written, it's kind of hard to follow your reading of it.
Yes, it was in the agenda that was sent to you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Basically.
Ms. Grace?
Go ahead, Grace.
Are you saying that Rob Macon would not be allowed to vote? As a duly elected local station board member, he should be allowed to vote electronically.
Okay. All right. So just to explain, the initial motion I put forward was that all members of the LSP would be able to vote electronically. There were objections raised to that at the governance committee, that the minimum would be that people actually be present for the presentation of the candidates and discussion by the board to be able to vote. Normally, when we have in-person meetings, that is the requirement. You have to be present at the in-person meeting. So the governance committee put it forward this way. If you want to make an amendment,
I would like to make a point of order. The governance committee and the local station board do not have the right to disenfranchise a duly elected delegate.
Okay.
Therefore, I propose that all members, whether they are present at this meeting or not, if they are duly elected delegates, that they should be allowed to vote electronically.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
I have my hand up, Mr. Chair.
All right. I had my hand up before you. We're going to take that as looking for a second for Grace's motion. Okay.
Second.
Chair.
All right, I protest.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you can protest all you want. We're having a discussion of the motion to amend the proposed offer. It's a proposed authorizing motion. It's always the subject of the will of the body. So let's have some discussion about
this.
Beba, please.
I would like to speak on this.
Okay, I understand. There are four people I see with hands up. So I have Lawrence, Bella, Myla, and Eric.
Okay. I'm going to support this motion because I don't believe in disenfranchising as well. Also, we have set precedent before when we had the officer elections via email and no one was required to be present. And I think that was an astute thing to do for no one not to be present because we are enfranchising people in order to vote. So I think and I had this conversation with you, Chair. I sternly object to this motion.
Okay.
So I will support the motion.
All right. Thank you. Bella, then Myla, then Eric.
Yes. We set a precedent several times in this committee that those present would vote. This is nothing new. This is how it has been done in the past. And this is what was decided upon at the governance committee. And I urge the chair not to change it at this juncture. Thank you.
It's not the chair, it's the body. So we're considering an amendment to the motion that came from governance.
Exactly. So I would like for you to adhere to what the governance committee voted on.
Yeah, again, it's not what the chair is doing. There's a motion on the floor to amend the motion from governance. We're debating it. You made your point clear. You don't want to change it. That's fine. We're going to hear from Eric and then Myla.
I'd like to offer a friendly amendment, or may or may not be considered friendly. Grace, you'll have to decide. Can you hear me? Can people hear me?
Yes, please mute if you're not speaking.
Okay.
Somebody needs to mute.
Yeah, we have
Alex
a lot
Steinberg
of background.
Needs to mute. Go ahead, Eric, please.
My amendment to the amendment would be to require Mr. Macon to listen to the delegates assembly and give us, on his honor, a guarantee that he has done so before he goes ahead and is allowed to vote. Assuming that the delegates assembly audio can be posted to KPFTX.
It's being streamed right now.
But that doesn't always correlate with the posting of the...
Okay, I'm sure we can... there's an objection from somebody that you... to a friendly amendment, that's fine. We can still take an amendment to an amendment. So what's on the floor now is, if there's a second, to Eric.
I don't show what?
You don't show on the screen.
No.
I'm sorry, Alex... Alex apologized in the chat and then went ahead and kept talking after I muted him. All right. I'm asking, is there a second to Eric's motion that the requirement be added that to vote, you must listen to the recording of the candidate statements and the discussion of the LSB and the public comments?
I have a request for information.
What's your question?
Certain people indicated that they were going to leave this meeting early. Are they also going to be required? I think that disenfranchising a voter for whatever reason is improper, and putting stipulation on their voting rights is also improper.
Okay. Grace, I'm sorry. Her question was, under your motion, Eric, would everyone be required who's not present for the full discussion to listen?
Yes, I think so, because
okay,
what we're trying
you.
To
That's
do,
all.
May I motivate that, Michael, for just a 15-second motivation?
Go ahead.
I'm trying to simulate the situation that would pertain if we were not under COVID restrictions and having to meet virtually. So
right.
that's the intent there, that the person... since we are not able to insist that people attend these meetings in order to vote, which would be the natural course if we didn't have this virtual situation, I'm trying to simulate the closest thing to it. And there is an honor system involved, but I think we have to assume that people are going to be scrupulously honest about whether they've done so and refrain from voting if they simply cannot muster the time to participate virtually after the fact. Thank you.
I'm asking if there's a second for Eric's amendment requiring that people who are not here for the full discussion listen to it.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
A second.
Okay, so that was made and seconded. So that's what's on the floor now. Bella, do you want to speak to that amendment?
As long as to the sector.
Yes, I would like to speak to the amendment.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I oppose the amendment, although I appreciate Mr. Jacobson's spirit. I oppose because we already agreed, and the precedents before has been consistent, that those present can vote. And in good conscience, I cannot retract from that. So regardless whether we are in person or in virtual state, there is
okay.
a protocol in place. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Lawrence and then Myla, this is on the amendment.
Yeah, I cannot in good conscience support this amendment because it is somewhat puts conditions on the enfranchisement, if you will. It's almost like a poll on your voting. are privileged. So I would not vote in principle for this amendment.
All right, thanks. Myla?
Yes, I would like to heartily agree with Grace Aaron's statement that disenfranchising voters is improper. It was improper when the majority of voters voted to change the Pacifica bylaws and listener funds were used to sue those of us who voted as a majority to change the bylaws. It was improper when the voters who voted for four candidates who were disappeared from the tally after the ballots had gone out and after members had voted. So yes, I agree. Disenfranchising voters is improper. It's improper in this instance, as it is in the other instances I mentioned. Thank you.
All right, thanks. I see one hand from Harvey, and then we're going to go to a vote on the amendment. And then if that's adopted, it will be added to Grace's amendment, and then we'll vote on that, and then we'll vote on the entire motion. Harvey, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? I totally support what Myra just said. Yes, okay. I totally support what Myra just said. It's wonderful to keep people's votes, and we need to apply the same standard to the general vote on the changing bylaws and on the seats for this board. Thank you, Myra, for your brilliance. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. So just to clarify, we're going to vote on Eric's amendment to the amendment, which is to say Grace's motion. And if that's adopted, it will be incorporated into Grace's motion. We'll vote on that. If it's defeated, we'll just vote on Grace's motion, unamended. If Grace's amendment is adopted, then we'll vote on the main motion as amended. So the first, Ralph is going to call the roll on Eric's amendment to the amendment to require that members who are not present for the full discussion will listen to it.
On the amendment to the amendment, how do you vote? Grace Aaron.
Pass. I'll vote yes.
Okay.
No. I'll abstain. Confused.
Got you. Abstained. Christina Avalos?
No.
Alan Beek?
Abstain.
Jose Benavides?
Four people voting. I mean, it sounds like Rob Bacon, if it's true that he's sick, I think he should be able to vote. So, yes.
Okay. This is a vote on the amendment.
Yeah.
Jose, this is the vote on Eric's amendment about making him.
Eric's amendment is to require people who are not present for the full discussion to listen to it before they vote.
Hmm. Well, I think that's okay. You should, fine. Listen to it. Yes.
Okay, Jose Benavides is a yes. Fred Blair?
No.
Sandy Childs, how do you vote?
Back to her.
Marisol Cruz?
No.
Bella DeSoto? Bella, how do you vote?
No.
Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Evelia Jones?
I need clarification. It's confusing to me now.
Okay, right now we're voting on Eric's amendment that anyone who is not present to hear the candidate statements and the board public comment be required to listen to it before they cast their ballot. It's an amendment to Grace's amendment that all members be allowed to vote.
Thank you so much. I say yes.
Okay, that's a yes. Ali Alexa?
No.
Ali is a no. Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Oye, Ayipo?
Argument. Yes.
Okay. Myla Rison?
Vote.
Myla Rison?
Yeah, Rison. It's, I'll pass.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Jerry Rideau?
No.
Paul Roberson? Is he here? Oscar Uoa?
Abstain.
Abstain. Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Elizabeth von Guten?
Abstain.
Okay. Carlos Zavala?
No.
Harvey Wasserman?
Abstain.
Jose Benavidez indicates he wants to change his vote. Jose, you want to speak up?
Yeah, I want to change my vote to a no. I'm still very sort of confused.
Okay, Jose, got you as a no. And Michael Novick?
Chair votes yes.
Excuse me, I passed.
Myla Rison?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, 1 minute. Sandy Childs? Sandy, do you wish to vote?
Don't see her.
Do I put that as an abstention?
Not voting. No. Not voting. Also, Paul Roberson, I don't see, but try calling him again.
Paul Roberson? Okay. We have five yes votes. Ten no votes. Six abstentions.
Okay, that's defeated. So we're going on to Grace's motion to allow all members of the all delegates in good standing to vote by email ballot.
Okay. On the vote on Grace's motion, Grace?
Yes.
Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Alan Beek?
Yes.
Jose Benavides?
Oh my God, no.
Okay, Fred Blair?
Yes.
Sandy Childs? Sandy Childs? Marisol Cruz?
Or Marisol Cruz, no.
Okay, no. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Eric Jacobson?
A pass.
Ophelia Jones?
Yes.
Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Skipping Rob McCone. Macon.
Macon.
Barbara Marbach. Barbara Marbach, how do you vote?
Yes. Sorry, I was on mute. Yes, Barbara, yes.
Gotcha. Oye Ayipo. Yes.
So I said no.
Oye, I have you as a no. Myla Rison?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Jerry Rideau? Jerry, how do you vote?
As Jerry indicated in the chat, she urgently had to leave the meeting. It's taken long. She has been ill, so
okay.
She's not here to vote.
Paul Roberson? Likewise. Oscar Yoa?
You'd ask her.
Oscar, how do you vote?
I'll abstain.
Oh, there he is. Abstain.
What's that?
Abstain. Yeah, abstain.
Abstain. Polina Vasiliev?
I'm sorry. I will have to abstain as I'm in the middle of a class and teaching as well. It'll be over in a minute, but I'll abstain.
Elizabeth von Guten?
Abstain.
Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Did I miss anyone?
You missed Eric.
Eric Jacobson?
I'm going to vote no, reluctantly.
Okay, one moment. Twelve yeses. Five nays. And three abstentions.
Okay, chair not voting. So that's incorporated into the main motion, which is what was in the with the distinction that instead of only staff delegates present, just all staff delegates are authorized to vote, and we send voting instructions. So, Ralph, you will send the full list of the delegates to the tellers, and they will forward ballots to them. Okay, so
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Yes, what is it, Bella?
I counted a greater number for no. Well, there were 60 no, so 6 yes, but I counted a greater number for yes.
Okay, we'll check. Ralph can check his tally, but it carried. It was incorporated into the main motion. Are there any objections to the motion as amended? Hearing none, we're going to go on to the statements by the candidates.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. Point of information. Can we just have a clarification of the amendment? I mean, ask the motion as amended.
Yeah, Grace's amendment is that instead of saying all listener staff delegates present, it will just say all listener staff delegates are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions via email.
Thank you.
All the delegates, listener staff delegates, will get ballots for both the STD election of the listener directors and the IRV election of the staff delegate. And you'll have a day or so to turn your ballot in. Polls close Friday, the 21st at midnight. Okay, so I'm sorry, Christina, your hand is up.
Yeah, I have COVID and I need to go back to bed. And
sure.
It's okay, thanks.
Yeah, go ahead. If you can, I think it is advisable if you can to listen to the recording.
I've read them.
But whether it's a requirement or not, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And you have a full and speed recovery.
Take care.
All right, so alphabetical order, we have Grace Aaron, Bella DeSoto, Avelia Jones, Lawrence Reyes, and Elizabeth von Gunten. And the agenda we have is 4 minutes each. That's a maximum. You can take less than one.
Chair.
And there'll be a minute reserved at the end. Please mute if you're not speaking. 647, you speak on the phone. I'm muting you. All right, so each of you will have 4 minutes to speak.
Chair,
take some.
Chair, I have
yes,
what is it? Inquiry. Are
yes.
we skipping the agenda item? I noticed we didn't do P&B director's reports.
No, that's on the LSB agenda. We recessed the LSB meeting.
I see.
The director's reports will happen on Sunday morning.
Okay. Thank you.
And it will be the, you know, the past directors at that point, because new directors will just have been on and will have been necessarily on the LS on the P&B. I'm sorry if that wasn't clear. So we're going to hear the statements from Aaron, maximum 4 minutes. If you can take less, I think everybody would appreciate it. That's for everybody. And then the staff directors, we only have two, Ali Lexa and Polina Vasiliev, to be a member, 3 minutes maximum to comment. And we'll take public comment for 90 seconds each for 10 minutes. And the candidates will have a minute at the end each to respond. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Am I on? Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. You're audible. Go ahead.
Okay, great. I'd just like to say that I'm a longtime peace activist with Peace Action for many years and with Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. In fact, I'm still the treasurer of the LA branch of Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. I really sincerely believe in conflict resolution and with moving forward in the most positive direction possible. And I have worked in the past and worked across faction lines to get things done on the national board. And I'll do that again if I'm elected. And I'll do it on the LSP if I'm not elected. At any rate, the other candidates are wonderful people. All of them, they're very committed to KPFK and Pacifica. I've worked with them. So I have to say that I respect each and every one of them. My personal top priority right now is to rebuild KPFK. I think that I strongly that our programming needs to be improved. We need to boost up our listenership. I think that we need to much more diversity in terms of this would conform with our bylaws. We need local news. We need more representation racially, ethnically, and geographically. And our signal area goes all the way from Santa Barbara to San Diego and out to the Inland Empire. And we need to hear information that's relevant to all those different communities and perspectives. I'm in favor of broadening the representation, not lessening it. I, along with a few other people, put out email blast to the entire Pacifica membership to urge members to nominate themselves for the local station board. I myself wrote two of those email blasts, and several people who are now on the board came in from those email blasts. Also, about half of the candidates who are now on all of the LSPs across Pacifica, maybe not half, but a significant number came in from those email blasts, which I hope will refresh our governance ultimately. I want to state for the record that I'm absolutely against corporate underwriting. I have stated this in the past publicly and in national board committee meetings. I served on the national board before for a total of seven years. I was the chair of the national board a couple of times. And I was also the interim executive director for 10 months in 2009 and also 1 month in 2019. I've been to every station and I have friends at every station. So I've also been very functional as a board member, in my opinion. I'm solution oriented. I've helped with some very crucial, positive things. For instance, I really helped avoid bankruptcy, and also negotiated a settlement of a $5.7 million debt that was settled for $3.8 million, which saved Pacifica $1.9 million.
Jan Goodman worked with me on
seconds.
Alone. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so going to a Martin Luther King quote, I say, and the quote that I heard this morning on KPFK is, if we don't go up together, we will go down together. So I think we need to work together to improve KPFK and Pacifica, and I will, in all sincerity, do as much as I can toward that aim. Thank you.
Thanks. Bella DeSoto? 4 minutes, max. You have to unmute yourself, Bella. Bella, you're up. Unmute yourself, please, and speak.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Good. I will go to my, I wrote a piece, and then I'll go in and ad lib. For those who just recently met me during the recent LSB election cycle, or do not know me at all, my trajectory with Pacifica Radio Foundation, Inc., KPFK 90.7 FM, has been steady since 1995, when I first sent in my annual $25 membership. It was a time of internal turmoil when a cry for a more democratic representation through local boards elected by the membership became a focal demand network-wide. But I did so because I recognized the importance of this national, non-commercial radio beacon on the dial spectrum, its uniqueness and potential. I was born in the Dominican Republic, relocated as a youngster to New York City. Then in 1987, I relocated to Tucson, Arizona, and again relocated to L.A. just before the North Ridge earthquake. As an activist, I became very much attracted to the global anti-war and social justice and volunteer ethos stated in Pacifica's mission statement. I began learning about the foundation's origins and purpose. Since then, my commitment has been true and firm. And as a professional full-charge bookkeeper, I became interested in participating on the local finance committee. But first, I joined the outreach committee, where I helped the station develop a membership's benefits card. I also created the first business bilingual card for KPFK, as well collaborated in preparing a stable budget to station's GM in 2007 to facilitate wide promotional outreach for KPFK. It was accepted by the GM, but sadly, due to political issues, this GM was forced to resign October 2008. Before this GM's departure, one of her many accomplishments was establishing a full-time news department, trained youth, and created an eclectic program grid with Spanish language production. It was then the time when KPFK lacked Spanish language programming to provide much needed non-commercial content to this large community within the Signal area. I became engaged in talks, negotiations to finally open airtime to this segment of the Southern California population, which has been increasing exponentially since.
30 seconds, Bella.
Since November 2008, KPFK embarked in union contracts, which have affected the finances of KPFK. But in the recent LSB election cycle, I sent out several email blasts to educate the membership about what was going on with the membership and elections, because the station was not promoting the elections. So per the bylaws requirements, I am honored and privileged to be on this board, and I look forward to the same situation at the PMB. I urge you to vote for Bella DeSoto. Thank you very much.
Avelia Jones. 4 minutes.
All right, or less.
good evening. And I want to say to everyone that I honestly was not prepared to speak tonight, but I'll say this. I'm very committed to a better day in this life, in this world. And I see a radio station as an opportunity to provide that in some way to the people. I come from Mississippi by birth, certainly have been exposed to activism at its best. I've seen the great ones. I've observed how they work. I've been a part of their programs. Had an opportunity to work in radio in Mississippi. You may think that that's a small, small market, because it is, but at the same time, I had a chance to learn from the roots how to do things, how to make stuff work on the air, how to entertain people, how to get big jobs done. I would also say to you that at KPFK, I was attracted in the beginning because I said, well, I can share some of what I know for sure and build a greater station. But of course, the pandemic would occur the same year and almost month that I got on the board. So that's a bit of a pause, as it has been for everyone. Can't wait for things to get back to normal. At the same time, though, I've paid a lot of attention, Bella. Hey, thank you in particular for bringing up that mission statement all the time, because I had a chance to read it and think very carefully about what this station, KPFK, and the whole Pacifica network was based on. And I think we got a long way to go to catch up to where we should be. Now, let me keep going to say, what I'm most committed to is the truth. I feel like I'm able to speak the truth in any situation. I may take my time, I may do it carefully, but I'm not going to play games about I didn't hear something if I did, or I don't know something if I do. So I can be counted on to be that kind of person. I want to bring a new breath, a new look to KPFK here in Los Angeles. So much potential and so little being done with it. All excuses, pandemics, and all kinds of things aside, I'm a Mississippian. I'm a baby diaper activist. I know how to get some work done if I'm involved. So I say, let's give some new air, some new brain, some new legs a chance. And let's see if I can represent us in the national level, on the national level, in a way that you'd be proud. Now, that's off the top of my head. Oh, yes, I have radio experience. I absolutely do. Love to read, love to think on the air, on my feet. I love all of you, no matter what you think and believe, because my commitment in life is that this is the only life I know. And it ought to be as great as it can be. Thank you.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank the candidates for their statements. I also agree with Grace. I have nothing but respect for all the candidates that are postulating themselves. I say that I believe in conflict resolution as well. But it's very difficult to reconcile wanting to engage in a conflict resolution process when there's still chaos being espoused. So that's something that I'm in the process of reconciling in regards to the offer for conflict resolution throughout the network. Well, I was elected in 2019. For lack of a better better name, there was an insurrection in Pacifica. Drastic measures were imposed illegally on WBAI and other sister stations our sister station in New York. The Pacifica National Board, to which I was elected to represent KPFK, was gagged and muted by this misdirected ruling minority. Michael Heiss, please mute yourself. Chair, if you can add another 15 seconds.
Just continue. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So which gained the upper hand by gagging and muting members when voting on motions and resolutions to obtain approval for what will become the illegal action against Pacifica, and then particularly against WBAI, the station that I was born in Pacifica on. These were turbulent times in Pacifica, and it took the National Board about 3 months to reassert the bylaws we require and regain the ability to democratically govern our network. I was voted in as the PNB chair, and then I was appointed briefly as interim executive director. And we immediately, working on along our political tendencies, we immediately stabilized the network and survived something akin to an insurrection on Pacifica. I have been engaged in a labor of love as your director, acting in the best interest of KPFK and the entire network. Yes, I am honored to be your KPFK director, but the most humbling experience has been being a director for the national network and hundreds of affiliate stations, both nationally and internationally. And I just want to say I'm a believer in keeping the network as one. I have reached across political tendencies on the Pacifica National Board, authored resolutions on many of the issues that have been painful for most of us, such as the senseless murder of George Floyd and the continued systemic issues that concerns to us all. I have chaired the governance and election committees. I've authored the motion to create a COVID-19 national network-wide task force to address the impact of the public health pandemic. This task force collectively created the now national show COVID Race and Democracy. With input, okay, thank you. With input and content from all five stations and many affiliates airing on most stations and many of those in our affiliates. I have been full of gratitude to be of service advocating for maintaining on the network united as a strong tree with many strong branches. In spite of the obsessive efforts of some to put us into receivership or to marginalize some in order to satisfy their thirst for either ruling or ruining this precious democratic media network, and selfless service to Pacifica, Lawrence Reyes, and I ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you. And Elizabeth Van Gunten.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, your name is misspelled in the minutes.
Thank you for noticing. Yes, we can correct it on the next agenda. As a longtime Pacifica listener and lifelong community organizer, I was elected to the KPFK local station board for the first time in December 2019 and to the Pacifica National Board in December 2020. So I'm just completing my second year locally and my first year as a national director. I come to this work with more than 40 years experience serving on various other boards, from election to my local neighborhood water district, to food cooperatives, to the Witness for Peace, regional and national boards, and a range of others. Along the way, I got to take advantage of the board training offered by the Ventura County Community Foundation and the Grantsmanship Center, including bylaws analysis and assessment, extensive grant writing and fundraising training, and the Ventura County Community Foundation Board Leadership Fellowship Certificate Program. I came prepared to put this training and experience to work in the service of Pacifica. Pacifica governance is so complex that wherever you start, if you really engage, it entails a steep learning curve. For these past 2 years, I've been working what amounts to more than a full-time job to get up to speed on all that's involved. I've learned a lot and look forward to learning and sharing more. Pacifica is clearly an organization under stress and in precarious condition. We've enjoyed significant progress in recent months with much to celebrate, but we're not out of the woods yet. We are in serious need of continuity in national governance to be able to continue to pull ourselves back from the brink and stabilize the progress we've made in my brief time here. We've turned the tide, but we need continuity of vision and intention to be able to follow through on these early initiatives. In recent months, we've managed to bring all past audits up to date for the first time in many years, to resurrect the budget process in all financial units across the entire organization for the first time in years, to agree to revise our charts of accounts and budget template to make it possible to render accounting more consistent and transparent across the network, to easily extend our FJC loan on favorable terms and pay down the first $510,000, to win more than $4 million in federal grants, to sell the uninhabitable former Houston station building, freeing up $800,000 dedicated to buying, equipping, and establishing a new Houston studio. And all of this under the continuity of the two-year tenure of one executive director while coping with COVID, an unstable, unpredictable economy, and in spite of serious ongoing differences between us. That's progress. But we can do more. To accomplish that, it's important to be able to reach across factional divides and eke out what common ground we can, then to build on that together. Without the willingness and ability to undertake that effort, Pacifica would continue to take itself apart from the inside out. There's no future in that. To get from here where we stand to a more viable future, it's necessary to work through differences, to set aside past grievances, to step back and take a long look at the big picture. It's up to us to do that and no one else.
30 seconds.
To find or create new ways to make our way forward together. I would very much appreciate your vote of confidence in the progress we've made so far and in the possibilities we've created. I need all the support you can offer tonight to be able to continue the good work we've taken on together at the national level and to carry it forward for Pacifica. Thank you.
Thank you. So we'll hear now from the two candidates for staff director. Oscar Ulloa, earlier in the meeting, declined the nomination. So we have Ali Lexa and then Polina Vasilyev again, 4 minutes maximum. If you can take less, I'm sure people would be happy. Ali?
Hi. So I've been involved with KPFK for over 12 years as a web developer, programmer, producer, fundraiser, and supporter, mostly involved with music programming. I've served 2 terms on the national board. As well as a board member, I'm also one of the staff union representatives, and I'm committed to representing and supporting workers, labor, volunteers, and all of those involved with programming and producing at KPFK. I served last year on the National Personnel Committee and worked very hard to find and bring a permanent executive director to Pacifica. My P&B report, which we skipped today, outlined some of that. Was hoping to talk a little bit about the new executive director. KPFK and Pacifica are in a crisis like we've never seen. The financial state is extremely, extremely dire. In my tenure at KPFK, I've helped bring in over $1.4 million through online, on-air fundraising, as well as fundraising events and concerts. If I'm elected to the national board, I'll continue to offer my professional and technical expertise to help the network survive, thrive, and hopefully return to its former glory and importance in the local and national media market. Thank you.
Thank you. Polina Vasilyev?
Sure. Thank you. All right. So for those of you who don't know me, my background is in higher education. Translation, interpretation. I work with 4 languages in the language justice activism framework. I've been with KPFK since 2014 as a volunteer programmer and more recently also working nationally. Soy coproductora con mi colega Oscar Ulloa y otros del programa semanal Suplemento Comunitario, que es parte de la Asociación de Programadores en Español de esta nuestra KPFK aquí en Los Ángeles. Also, I am one of the executive producers and senior editor of Pacifica's national show that Lawrence just mentioned, COVID, Race, and Democracy. It now airs on 4 out of 5 Pacifica stations and over a dozen or more affiliates weekly. I've been on the local station board since 2016, and once have already previously served almost a year on the national board. I've been secretary of the board since, for the past year. I serve on the National Programming Committee, the Coordinating Committee. I have experience from my prior directorship on the Audit Committee. I stream the PNB meetings. I'm also involved in the California AG audit that Pacifica is currently producing. And as many of you know, Pacifica lost its CPB funding partially due to failure to complete audits. So I'm determined to be part of this excellent effort to do everything that it would take to restore it. I've also been assisting the outgoing interim executive director with clerical work at the national office. And I do seek your support in continuing my work for the foundation, this time as a director for this coming year. Thank you.
Thank you. Both our staff candidates, models of brevity. I will entertain a motion to extend this meeting. I believe we originally said that we would end at 9, but we have on the agenda 48 minutes, if necessary, of LSB member comments. And
so move, Chair, Lawrence, move to extend for whatever you think is reasonable.
Okay, there's about an hour's worth of business if we take 48 minutes of listener comments, of LSB comments, and 10 minutes in public.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Yes.
I would like to extend for an hour.
Okay.
And if there is any objection, then you can call that.
Okay. So,
object.
Okay. First of all, is there a second to the motion to extend?
Eric, second.
Okay, thank you. You have an objection, Isla?
Yes, I think that it's late and it's time to adjourn. So I object to extending the meeting.
All right, so we'll vote on whether to extend. Given what we said, you know, people can leave, people can choose not to comment, which would shorten it. But go ahead, Ralph. On the motion to extend for an hour.
To call the roll.
Okay. Yeah, on the motion to extend the meeting, how do you vote? Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Christina Avalos?
I left the meeting.
Alan
left
Beek?
The meeting, Ralph.
Alan Beek?
Alan Beek votes yes.
Jose Benavides? Jose?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Pass.
Sandy Charles?
I think she left the call. So.
Marisol Cruz?
Yes.
Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Ophelia Jones?
Pass.
That's a pass. Ali Alexa?
Pass.
Barbara Marbach?
No.
Oye Ayipo?
Yes.
Myla Reason?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Jerry Rideau?
She's ill.
Yeah, she left the call also.
She left the call? Okay. Paul Roberson? Paul Roberson?
I believe he also left the call.
Oscar Ulloa?
Yes.
How do you vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Oscar, is that a yes or a no?
Yes, that was a yes. Go on, please.
Yeah, that's a yes.
Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Elizabeth von Guten?
Yes.
Carlos Zavala?
Wake up at 3 o'clock. No.
That's a no. Harvey Wasserman? Harvey, how do you vote?
You're muted, Harvey. Go come back to him. Go back to the people who passed.
Harvey is now unmuted. He was unmuted for a second there.
Okay. Circling back, Christina Avalos?
No, she left the meeting.
Fred Blair?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Sandy Childs?
He's not here.
Left the meeting.
Avelia Jones?
He's unmuted, Avelia.
Avelia, how do you vote?
Just go on.
Ali Lexa?
Abstain.
Harvey Wasserman? Harvey Wasserman, how do you vote?
He just disappeared, I think, from the call. Oh, there he is. Harvey, can you unmute? All right, just consider him not voting. What's our tally?
How does the chair vote?
Chair votes yes.
Twelve votes in the affirmative. Three no votes.
Harvey has a hand up. Harvey, go ahead and speak. Did you want to vote on whether to extend the meeting, Harvey? Harvey Wasserman, your hand is up and you're not muted. Speak or hold your peace. No, he's muted. All right. What's the rest of the tally?
I'll count Harvey as a... That's 12 yes, 3 no, and 3 abstentions.
Okay, so we're extended for an hour. Please try to keep your comments to a minimum if possible. LSB members have 3 minutes each maximum. Who have not, obviously not the candidates, the other LSB members. And then we have 10 minutes of public comment, 90 seconds each, and a minute each for the candidates to respond. Harvey, is your hand up to speak? I don't understand. His hand is up and he's not muted. So, Harvey, speak up if you want us to hear you. Now he muted himself. I don't know. Anybody else, any other LSB members wish to speak, raise your hand. I see two hands up. Who are they?
Eric hands Jackson? Up, Michael.
Yeah,
it's Eric. Somebody else can go first. Doesn't have to be me.
All right, Bella, you can't speak right now because you're a candidate. We're attacking the members who are not candidates. So I'm going to lower your... Yeah, so Myla, Harvey, and Eric are the three hands I have up now.
Oh, am I up or is it Eric?
Go ahead, Myla.
Okay, well, I have a question for the candidates. And what I'd like to know is whether you support using listener funds to sue the majority of listeners who voted to reform the bylaws.
Okay, we'll take a note of that. The candidates will have a minute at the end each to respond to the various comments from the members and from the public. Eric?
Michael, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Go ahead, okay. Harvey.
Yes, I want a point of information. Are those who have left the call or have to leave the call going to be disenfranchised?
No, we voted that all members, all delegates will be able to vote.
And you will get the ballot by email?
Yes, you'll get a ballot by email by you get ballots by email by Thursday the 20th at close of business, and you'll have to vote by Friday the 21st by midnight.
Okay,
and we'll meet on Sunday.
All
right. Go ahead, Eric.
Hold on, Michael. One second. Thank you, Michael. I'd like to...
hang on. Go ahead.
So I asked for recognition to commend the candidacy of Beth von Gutten. I refer my colleagues who are still here to the endorsement email I sent earlier today in support of Beth's BNB candidacy. As she just mentioned, since joining the PNB a year ago, Beth has mastered the steep learning curve presented by service on the PNB, and within a few months was serving highly constructively on the institution with plenary control over Pacifica's destiny. For the 2 full years she has served on the LSB and the PNB, Beth has performed the hard, nitty-gritty, individual and collaborative thinking and sometimes busy work that has been required and that has succeeded, and let no one tell you otherwise, has succeeded in bringing Pacifica out of the doldrums it was in about a half a decade ago. In all of the capacities that she has served, which she has alluded to in her candidacy statement and I did in my endorsement email, Beth has worked collegially with members of all factions and stakeholders within Pacifica on an issue-by-issue basis. She is a proud product of and committed to the preservation of Pacifica's organizational structure, which positions Pacifica's listener members with voting power over the foundation's destiny. In a time of ongoing challenges and, unfortunately, some continuing partisan intra-Pacifica strife, which has been on display earlier in this meeting than the one before, we simply cannot afford to lose Beth's consistent, even-handed voice of reason, wisdom, and recent institutional memory on the PNB at this time. I want to end with a cautionary note, and this harks back to the decade I spent as an undergraduate and law student in Northern California, mostly in Berkeley, between the early 70s and the early 1980s. And at that time, I observed a major side drama within the Bay Area, within the Bay Area. It was the infighting between factions that led to the decline and ultimately the fall of an alternative enterprise called the Berkeley Co-op. This was a collectively owned small chain of supermarkets and other stores, including a hardware store and even a gas station, that was the go-to place for socially conscious consumers, residents, that is,
30
in Berkeley,
seconds.
Berkeley and the environs. What happened there is that the governance wars, very reminiscent of the ones that have affected Pacifica over the years, and ended up precipitating the bankruptcy of the Berkeley Co-op. And that all that's left is a small monograph that you can search for online called What Happened to the Berkeley Co-op. It's an introduction by Ralph Nader, and the chapters consist of the perspectives of 15 or so players in that tragedy. I urge every one of you to skim it or read it before you vote, because the ability of Pacifica to survive continuing partisan enmity may drive it into oblivion alongside that other late lamented institution that so many treasured.
I'm sorry. I was checking the email. You're past your time, Eric. Thank you.
I'm finished.
All right. Thanks. Other members, I see Marisol. Go ahead.
Yes, I nominated Lawrence Reyes to continue to be a director for continuity and stability of leadership at a national level, to continue to be a sponsor for us. He's been such a leader within me as a union steward, and recently got promoted as a supervisor. So that tells his leadership skills and what a great person he could continue to be for us as a spokesperson, as a director, and continue the stability that we need for Pacifica.
Thank you. Additional hands? I'm sorry for that problem with the recording. Just trying to lower hand. I'm going to speak. I don't know if I have to relinquish the chair, but I'll speak on behalf of Lawrence Reyes. I think that he's been, as he sometimes calls himself, a worker bee. I think he's very, very hardworking, very dedicated, and very conscientious about reporting to the local station board about his work. I think he's worked very effectively on a couple of committees, including the elections committee, looking into problems complying with the bylaws in the election. I think if he returns to the PNB, he would probably lead in trying to make sure we can have a bylaws compliant election in this year that's we're having another one coming up. So I would urge people to consider voting for him on the PNB. I think he has served with distinction. I have a question as to whether anybody is currently engaged in litigation against Pacifica, who's running for the national board. I think that would be problematic. I guess I also want to speak in favor of Polina Vasiliev as the staff director. I think both candidates are qualified, but I think Polina has demonstrated her commitment to representing the entire staff, not only paid but also unpaid staff. And I think that increasingly we're in a mode where we need to have more volunteerism and more unpaid staff. And I think that she sets a model of participation as a staff member in governance and in reaching out to the entire network. I think that the work on Code Race and Democracy has been exemplary, not just for the show itself, but for engaging with the entire affiliates network and bringing some of their content onto our airways. So it's not just a one-way street where they pick up content from us, but we can bring some of their skills and talents and perspectives into our mix. And I think that that's a model for a lot of programming that we could do very effectively. I'm done. Any other hands? Okay, we'll take an hour. We're going to take public comment now. Are there members of the public wish to speak? I know some of you are still on this call, so I assume you might have something you want to say. 90 seconds per public comment. A maximum of 10 minutes. Andrew Weiss, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. This is Andrew Weiss. As a longtime listener member, this is who I support to represent myself and the other listeners. Starting with the staff members, while I'm convinced both candidates are very dedicated to our station and our network, going on the voting record alone, I support Polina Velasquez, if I'm saying her name correctly.
Vasiliev. Vasiliev.
My apologies, Paulina. And then as far as the listener candidates, I support, since three are, we're looking for three to represent us. Going back decades of experience with Lawrence Reyes and Bella DeSoto, I'm quite impressed with their work with the station and with the network, and I have no doubt they would represent us very well. I also have recent experience now as the coordinator of the Pacifica Listener Forum with Grace Aaron, who has been attending on a regular basis, and I support her as well, given what I hear from her as of recently. I know she has a long history with Pacifica, but I'm going on the current record that I hear from her currently over the past year, as well as her positions on all the issues, and I support all of them. So those are the three listener candidates I support: Lawrence Reyes, Bella DeSoto, and Grace Aaron. Thank you for hearing me out, and thank you all for serving everybody here on the LSB, for serving our network. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks. Additional public comment. I don't see any other hands. If you're on a phone, I think you can raise your hand with star 9. Is that right? Okay, well, I don't see any further. So if Terry will allow me, I just want to explain. Oh, there's James Sackerton. Go ahead, James.
Hi, thank you, Michael. I'm currently the chair of the National Finance Committee on the Pacific National Board. And I, as such, I have usually tried to stay out of the local politics, so I won't speak against any candidates here. But I do want to note that I have worked with Beth von Gutten as a member of the National Finance Committee. She's been very effective in that position. And I would also note that Grace Aaron, as a former chair of the board, secretary of the board, and as was noted in her words, former executive director, she's been very helpful and effective in getting our financials in a row. For many, many years, Pacifica has not had its audits done in a timely way. We've lost millions of dollars in grants from Corporation Public Broadcasting and other major donors and other grants. And we've finally gotten that back together. And Grace and Beth were influential in helping us to do that. And I hope we can move forward with everybody working together to keep that going. Keep it going. We have a new executive director now. We hope that she'll join us in that work. And that's all I have to say. I just wanted to put in a good word for those two candidates. Thank you.
Thanks. Janine Rohn.
Hi, thank you. I served as the secretary for 2 years on the LSB, and I was pretty much a newcomer to politics and all the committee work. And, you know, there's definitely people on the LSB that do a lot of the hard work. And I really want to point out that Lawrence Reyes, Bella DeSoto, and Paulina Vasiliev are really give their all to KPFK and Pacifica. And especially as somebody that's a newcomer trying to get involved, a passionate newcomer, I really feel that the three of them have really gone out of their way and tried to guide me and be there for me as I moved through those 2 years and eventually became an LSB member. And so I just want to thank them. And I feel like they have a very good heart in what they do for the station. Thank you.
Thanks. I see a hand up from Maria Skelton and Marisol. You have a hand up as well, but I think you did speak, but we can come back to you, I guess. Go ahead, Maria. You have to unmute yourself. Yeah, there you go.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you. And thank you to everyone that's running. It's very important when people step up to make a difference. I have to say, hands down, Grace and Beth have been very, very open and welcoming to me. I always have questions, and they're always there. I text, I call, I email or something, and none of my questions have been turned away. None of my involvements in the community or doing events have been looked down or turned a nose up to or bat an eye to. I just want to say, you know, we need to keep good people that's welcoming to others, and that's just doing the right thing by people. Thank you so much. And thank you to those two that's been very welcoming all of this time to me.
Thanks, Maria. Larry Scholl, did you want to speak again?
Yes, very briefly, just in on behalf of Bella DeSoto. She's I didn't nominate her, but as I've been observing her through the meeting, she's very dedicated. Her leadership stands out to me. Just looks like quite a candidate to represent us as well with Lawrence at the national level. Just want to thank her for reaching out and being very welcoming to a newcomer.
Thank you. James, Secretary, you had a hand up again.
Yeah, I apologize. I forgot to mention the staff candidate who I've been working with recently on the PMB with regard to issues with servers, problems, and other issues, technical issues, which is Ali Lexa. Again, not to speak against anyone else. Polina has also been an effective secretary and an effective member of the PMB. But I think we have a new direction now with the new executive director. And I think to heal the wounds of the last bylaws referendum, try to move forward on that. I'm hoping that we can bring Ali Lexa back to the PMB and continue to work with him. As I say, we've been working with him and making some progress to heal the wounds. Thank you.
Okay. Eric, I see your hand up again, but you actually spoke well past the limit of your 3 minutes. And
no, it wasn't well past, but I do have one quick thing that maybe is very related to what you said, Michael, that the candidates could address in their last minute of reply. Your question about whether they are involved in the litigation against Pacifica,
mm-hmm.
And also whether they supported either of the last two referendums that did, so in my humble opinion, a lot of harm to the organization.
Okay,
they could address it in their 1 minute reserved time. I'd be interested in their response. Thank you.
Yeah, so we'll go back through it alphabetically, or maybe reverse alphabetical order. Why don't we start with the staff director this time? Polina, did you have any responses or any final comments for about a minute?
Yes, I would just like to say that I opposed the referendum, and I think I'm the only candidate, staff candidate, that can say that. Thank you.
Okay, Ali, any comments or responses to the questions?
Yeah, just pointing out that in my statement, I did say that I am committed to representing and supporting workers and labor, including volunteers, paid and unpaid, and all those involved with programming and producing at KPFK. And no, I'm not involved with any sort of litigation or anything against Pacifica or KPFK.
Okay, thank you. Elizabeth von Gunten?
Yes. No, I'm not involved with any litigation against Pacifica. Regarding the bylaws referenda, I agree that our bylaws have some serious flaws and need revision. I disagree with the solution that was put forward in the referendum, and I think it was unfortunately, unnecessarily divisive of the organization and is costing us deeply. So I regret that it was taken, that that action was taken. And regarding the question from Myla about whether we support the current, I don't have the words in front of me, but the
she's talking about the use of listener funds to sue.
Right. I don't accept that premise. So it's not the way I construct the my understanding of what's going on there.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
Thank you, Chair. So I don't believe in obtaining a list to pull a trick on the listeners and solicit money to engage in a lawsuit. You know, you can't have it both ways, Ms. Reason. If we have engaged in litigation, if we took initiative to take legal action, we have reported those to our listenership through our reports out for the PNB and all of that. So, unfortunately, I also want to say that I don't think I don't agree that we should have a litmus test in regard to if somebody engaged in a political position that I don't agree with. I think that's where the conflict resolution may come into play. So I don't think that's a litmus test, because I think we've put a lot of litmus tests on ourselves, and that's what prevents us from resolution, right? So in regards to that, I don't agree with that, but you can say that, you know, that we haven't asked our listeners and reported to our listeners that we have engaged in litigation, as opposed to the trick of getting the list and then all of a sudden trying to pull, trying to get treated as a result of that trick. It's not okay.
All right, thanks.
Point of personal privilege.
What's your point of personal privilege?
Well, Lawrence just called me out and I'd like to respond. You know, it's a fact that Pacifica initiated the litigation. Pacifica was not sued initially. Pacifica started the litigation. Pacifica sued New Day Pacifica because of New Day Pacifica's insistence that the majority vote of the members of Pacifica be honored. And Pacifica initiated a very expensive course of litigation to prevent the will of the majority of members who voted.
Okay, Myla, this is not really a point. It's not a point of personal privilege.
It is, because he called me out as if I were connected with this, as if I were trying to trick people, which is simply contrary to the truth. It's very insulting.
Okay, thank you.
And it's a smear, and I don't appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I see a comment in the chat. I noticed from Alex Steinberg that he's unable to raise his hand, but would like to speak. Are people okay if Mr. Steinberg speaks for 90 seconds?
Yes.
All right, go ahead, Alex.
Thank you, Chair. I am the outgoing chair of the Pacifica National Board, and I can't think of anyone I would rather see on the PNB than Grace Aaron. And I'm not speaking against anyone else, and I'm not speaking for anyone else. I just want to explain to you how uniquely valuable Grace's presence would be on the Pacifica National Board in this very crucial time. Grace was really crucial to the struggle to take back WBAI after it was illegally shut down by our previous and unlamented executive director, John Vernile, who is currently suing us, by the way. Apparently, the guy wants to be executive director for life. Grace brings to the board many years of experience. She knows all the ins and outs of Pacifica and would make a wonderful board member. And again, I'm not running down any other people running for the board. You're all qualified in various ways. but I think Grace really stands out beyond anyone else that I can think of, and that's not just in KPFK. The Pacifica National Board absolutely needs Grace for both the continuity, her adherence to principles, her fight to make Pacifica what it could be, to cross all these factional divides and to work together for the common good of Pacifica, and to get away from the fraternal battles where various people in various locations think that some station is doing bad things to their station and so on and so forth. So thank you. That's what I'd like to say.
Okay, so we're still going to hear from Avelia Jones, Bella DeSoto, and Grace Aaron in that order.
And Chair, I'd like a point of personal privilege. If you could give me 30 seconds.
Okay, quickly.
Okay, again, that's a political difference. It's laid out as clear as day that it's not meant to be insultive. It's meant to make a political point. And that's what I did. So.
All right, thanks. So Avelia, Bella, and then Grace, and then we're going to wrap up.
Okay. Well, thank you again for this time. What I really want to say to everyone is it seems that I might be the newest person in the group in terms of experience and time with LSB. It means that I have not really had a lot of active experience. But that doesn't mean that I'm not capable or qualified to do the best job or a very, very, very good job if I am in the community of people who are thinking about saving a network of stations that are so unique in this country, in the world, actually. I'm not trying to sabotage anything, and the fact that you haven't seen me on committees or working in your radio station doesn't disqualify me by any means. I am a peacemaker. I believe in what your station's mission is about. But do I wish to lie and compare myself to people who are talking about many years with KPFK? Well, some things you've done well in Pacifica and in KPFK, and some things need improving and a new light. So that's as aggressive as I'm going to be tonight, but I want to thank everybody for your attention, and may the best people get in there and do the best job.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto, you have about a minute to respond to any questions or final statements.
Thank you. How many minutes?
1 minute.
Oh, well, it's not enough to speak about my life in 1 minute. Hey, so I want to be cautious because some people running on this for the PMB have already taken over the foundation twice, and I'm not happy. I was not happy then, and I would not be happy if that happens again unless a new direction is taken. And that is it would entail a new commitment. And I too have radio broadcasting experience. I graduated from a broadcasting company in Stratford, Connecticut, New York, years ago. And I try not to, and I also promoted a public access television program, Politics Matters, for a few years, okay, here in California. And I have produced programming for KPFK. So running for the PMB is something essential. I would like to bring, I am a radical. I am a socialist. How can I hide that? And all the radical voices have been purged from across the network programming. And so there lies a concern for me. is that we need to spearhead Pacifica into a new direction. Which way do we go? Which way do we go? Do we include? Do we become inclusive of all the voices?
That's time.
Thank you very much.
Grace, you have a minute? You have to unmute.
Yes. Yes. Well, before the National Board decided to sue New Day Pacifica, New Day Pacifica sent out emails soliciting funds from Pacifica members in order to sue Pacifica. So before Pacifica decided to expend listener funds, New Day was soliciting and getting funding from Pacifica members to sue Pacifica. So if there is, in quotes, misuse of membership listener funds, the first effort to do that was on the part of New Day, which solicited funds from Pacifica members using Pacifica email lists for the express purpose of suing Pacifica. So the lawsuits have been an extreme burden time-wise and money financially to Pacifica. So there was a KPFA generated lawsuit that has so far cost Pacifica $71,000. There is an arbitration by John Verniel that has cost tens of thousands of dollars so far. And the New Day lawsuit is also costing Pacifica tens of thousands of dollars. An untold time that is being taken from National Board dealings and working. Anyway, so legal battle back and forth is causing a lot of damage to the foundation.
Thank you. So I just want to reiterate what the process is and clarify for everybody what the voting that's involved. You will be getting a ballot from Terry Goodman and instructions to return the ballot to Terry and to John Gary. And those instructions will be contained within what you receive. You'll get that by Thursday, January 20th at close of business. And you'll have until Friday, January 21st at midnight to return your ballot. Just to clarify again, there's an STV ballot, and everybody votes on both parts of the ballot. STV ballot for the listener directors. Just in case people are not clear yet, STV means single transferable vote. That means the first choice on your ballot gets your entire vote in the first count. And if any candidate gets more than enough votes to be elected on the first count, then the excess portion.
I was the one who won Pacific about Verniel's plan.
I'm sorry, Alex, you're trying to say something?
Sorry, I forgot to mute again.
So STV means your single vote goes to your first choice. And after that's tallied, if any candidate has more than enough votes to be elected on the first count, the excess on all vote total, whatever that amounts to, is divided fractionally among the second choice on each ballot that was cast for that person first. So it's not a matter of, you don't get three votes, you get one vote, and the vote is divided if your first choice gets more than enough votes to win. The other vote is an IRV vote, and in this case, because there are only two, it's basically going to be a straight-up, probably majority rule. Whoever gets the most votes of the 24 will win. Anything you want to add to that, Terry? Terry Goodman?
No, that was all clear enough, I think.
Yeah, so in that case, we've wrapped up. You will get the ballots, everybody on, all the delegates, excuse me, because this is the delegates. We're recessing this meeting to a continuation meeting. We're changing the order on Sunday. So we'll do the delegates assembly first on Sunday, and then we'll continue with the rest of the LSV business. That's this coming Sunday, the 23rd, at 10:30 a.m., and there'll be a separate Zoom. Bella, you have your hand up?
Yes, and I wanted to make sure that you mentioned that this Sunday we will be receiving the ballot results. Is that correct,
yes,
Mr. Yes,
you'll see results before that. As soon as the tellers agree, the tellers will send out a ballot report.
It will be official then,
yes,
correct?
We receive it and ratify it. That's the requirement. So if anybody has any questions or doubts, each person is asked to put a unique personal code on their ballot so they can identify when the ballots are received. It's still a secret ballot, but you can tell that your vote was tallied correctly. And you'll get that back from Terry and John as soon as they've verified the tally among themselves. And then we'll look at that again, more or less in public on the Zoom call on Sunday, and ratify those results. Hopefully that won't take long, and then we'll proceed with the rest of the recessed LSV business, including the directors' reports. And those will be the existing directors, including Lydia Ponce, who is still director until replaced in the process of this election. So thank you all. And
Mr. Chair, do I need to do any housekeeping, since I made you co-host and you made me host? Do I need to do anything back to you or what?
Yeah, don't end the meeting yet. Let me just make my little statement here. I do want to say that I appreciate everybody's participation in this meeting. I think the last two or three meetings we've dealt with some things that are very divisive, and potentially people could be abusive towards each other. I think generally speaking, for the most part, that has not been the case. There've been a couple of points of personal privilege back and forth, but I think in the main, we've had a very positive, and I look forward to keeping things moving forward in this kind of spirit. And thank everybody again, including the listeners who stuck with us till 9:40. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, everybody. Bella.
Entertain a motion to adjourn at this point, and we'll
have
the continuation.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Any objections? All right, hearing none, we'll end the call. Appreciate it.
Good night, everyone.
Fred, I guess you can stream.
Thank you, Ralph.